For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman, Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Tuesday. There's an auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. There'll be an auction for trees, shrubs, skid steers, trucks, tools, vintage lawn art, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. You can learn about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. If people only knew what we talked about during the break.
Well, some of it's interesting. Some of it is like, what in the hell are you talking about? But yes.
X-rays and cleaning teeth and tea times. Time now for the lead.
The lead is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. Grow young with us by going to beyondstemcellsdenver.com or call 1-833-720-STEM.
Not teeth times, but tea times.
Yes.
But we were talking about teeth. Nuggets started on a 9-2 run, and I'm thinking, okay.
Here we go. Let's go.
Minnesota goes on a 20-zip run. Game was over from there. It was over as fast as it started, kind of like the Avalanche in Game 5. It was over that quickly. Nuggets were down by 30 in the fourth quarter. Malone emptied his bench, and before you knew it, that deficit ballooned to 50 points. Was this more of a... I know it's a combination, but was this more of a bad game by the Nuggets, or Minnesota was really that great?
If you really want to take it out on the Nuggets, it was more on... the Nuggets just being befuddled and being a deer in the headlights. Although they did start 9-2 and they played with energy.
They kept missing open shots. That has nothing to do with Minnesota's defense. But then they kept taking those shots.
It's selection of shots.
There were a lot of wide open shots that were good shots that they kept missing.
They took 37 three-pointers.
They missed 60 shots in the game.
60. It was a fill-in-the-blank show for the Nuggets. Didn't do anything.
Did you think it was even possible for the Nuggets to get blown up by more after watching Game 2?
After having gone through it, right? No. This has been a totally unique, different, odd, downright weird series that somehow has meandered back to 3-3 when you've had essentially four blowouts.
Not essentially. There have been. Just four of those games, the closest one of the four blowouts, the closest point total is 15.
Yeah, 15. I mean, we had two monstrous blowouts that got lapped by last night's blowouts.
Right.
Blowout. It's ridiculous. And here we are, all even at 3, and we've got a game 7. Dangerous. Man, 48 minutes when you had an opportunity. And look, I think you let it go and you roll with who you are in a game seven. You look back maybe on a couple of matchups. You look back on a couple of tendencies that generally that the Timberwolves threw at you maybe early in the game, because at some point you can't take anything from any when you're down 25 in the middle of 20-0 runs. I don't know what you can really learn from,
I'll tell
from
you,
yourself.
I'll tell you when I knew the Nuggets were in trouble, because it looked like there was an adjustment made by Minnesota that Karl Anthony Towns is throwing alley-oops to Rudy Gobert, who kept getting behind Jokic.
Yeah,
well, that's when I knew there was an adjustment that was made, and how in the world are they going to stop this?
Yeah.
And then you had Anthony Edwards, obviously going off, just bearing three after three after three, and everybody else was chipping in as well. If you're Michael Malone, how do you approach Game 7 by addressing Game 6? Or do you just say, it was a bad game, we had a bad shooting night, let's move on?
Other than whatever matchup, insight for matchups that they take from it, that they spend very little time with, I think that you flush this and you just show up on Sunday.
As I said on the show, following Game 5, do not expect the Nuggets to do to Ant what they did in Game 5 compared to Game 6.
Right.
And the reason was simple. Michael Conley was not on the floor.
Sure.
And you had Edwards, who had to be not only the scorer, but the facilitator.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because he was asked that question in the post-game press conference. And he basically said the same thing. He goes, my job is not to be a facilitator. And then he looks down at the box score sitting in front of him, and he said, oh, I didn't even realize I had four assists, so I guess, yeah, I was a facilitator.
Yeah, four assists. Congratulations. Yeah, he was fantastic last night. When he is, I'm not even going to say allowed, because his skill set is good enough that when he attacks, he's a load, man. He's a load to deal with. They had fantastic success flashing a late double when Edwards would make his move to the middle in Game 5 that they were not able to use last night, because you have to account for Conley. You can't leave him. He is a three-point shooter that can beat you. Now, they did get 21 points, which are pennies from heaven, from McDaniels.
No, he's had some pretty big scoring games.
He's not a scorer.
No, he's not.
Not in this series. He's not a scorer. And so,
yeah, 28 in one, I think one game against
Phoenix.
Yeah.
He is,
but he's not. He's not a traditional scorer.
Right. And especially in this series, he is a defender. So it'll be interesting to see. What do you take from Game 6 and apply to Game 7? I don't know. I think that you probably apply a little bit more confidence, probably from the Timberwolves, who had been beaten down three straight games. So, I mean, if that counts for anything, or if that's important, and I've never played in a Game 7. I've never played in an NBA game. I'm not sure what their mentality is, but you would guess, watching that team, that they're probably imbued with some confidence coming back for Game 7.
There's been a lot of talk, specifically after Game 5, that Jokic took it personally with Gobert being the defensive player of the year. He took it personally. Honestly, I think we're focusing on the wrong matchup when it comes to taking it personally, because we saw this in the Minnesota Phoenix series, and now we're seeing it in this series. Anthony Edwards is taking things personally, and Jamal Murray is the one feeling it. We'll talk about it next.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed. At Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, there's an auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. There'll be an auction for trees, shrubs, skid steers, trucks, vintage lawn art, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. I've told you for a long time about the place that I go, place that I really trust my health with Dr. Lee, Castle Rock Men's Health and Castle Rock Parker Centennial in Fort Collins. Well, they've changed their name. It's now Castle Rock Hormone Health for men and for women. Going to Dr. Lee, he is my second doctor. I have my internist, and then I have Dr. Lee. And I have actually, for lack of a better phrase, gone over the head of my actual internist to talk to Dr. Lee about things that I don't know if my internist would really be as qualified to talk about. That's why I go to Dr. Lee, whether it comes to testosterone, estrogen blockers, supplements, things like that. I really feel he is truly concerned and really wants to help me with my overall health. He wants to help me optimize my health. And since going to them, I feel so much better. I feel so much better knowing someone really does care about my overall health. There are a lot of places out there that advertise that are low T chop shops. That's all they want to do. They want to peddle you testosterone, whether you're low or even if you are high on testosterone. Their goal is to get you testosterone. At Castle Rock Hormone Health, they want to make sure your entire body, your entire mind is sound. And with that, if you suffer from ED, they have Gainswave Therapy. It's a revolutionary way to treat ED, to optimize your sexual health. Schedule your appointment today at crhormonehealth.com, crhormonehealth.com. Time now for the buzz.
The Buzz is presented by High Country Performance 4x4 in Englewood, Colorado's premier one-stop shop for anything and everything 4x4s and trucks. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool since 1980. Go to hcp4x4.com.
True or not, the big narrative coming out of Game 5 between the Timberwolves and the Nuggets was Jokic took it personally against Rudy Gobert and then embarrassed him. Truth is, Gobert did not play poor defense against Jokic. Jokic was just that good, period. So maybe Jokic did take it personally. I don't know. But I will tell you one thing. Anthony Edwards took it personally against Kevin Durant, dunked over him, hit big shots in the face of Kevin Durant, a future Hall of Famer. And now it feels like Ant-Man is taking it personally against Jamal Murray, and he is winning out in that matchup big time.
30 points a game in this series on 20 shots a game, shooting 55%. He's been fantastic. Shooting 42% from 3-point range.
But that's not how he is scorching Murray. He is scorching Murray on the defensive end.
Yeah, Jamal Murray has been a non-factor in this series. And Michael Porter Jr. has been a virtual non-factor.
Jaden, okay, think about what we talked about going into this series.
Yeah.
I said you have the Nuggets' top three scorers coming out of the Lakers series, and they are going up against the top three defensive players on Minnesota. I said Gobert, Defensive Player of the Year, he's going to have a tough time hanging with Jokic. But in the other two matchups, you're going to have, and I remember seeing stuff on Twitter where people who cover the Nuggets were saying, well, Murray's always been good against Jaden McDaniels. And that is true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I said, I don't think Jaden McDaniels' primary responsibility is going to be against Jamal Murray. It's going to be Anthony Edwards. And Anthony Edwards is the type of guy that would look at Finch and say, I want Murray. And McDaniels, he didn't have to say, I want MPJ. That's a position-on-position matchup. They could have, some people thought that maybe Conley would spend a lot of time on Murray. No, you put your best guy on him, and the guy who you're going to put on him wants to be on him.
Jamal cannot be a distraction on Sunday. He has to play the most supportive, meaningful type of game that he can play and not force things, which he's capable of doing. He can be a very effective facilitator.
But does it worry you that, I think it was it game two against the Lakers in which he hit the big shot at the buzzer?
Yeah.
Okay. And he had a poor game.
Yeah.
Up to that point.
Well, he was good in the fourth quarter.
Right.
Really good in the fourth
quarter. And his teammates kept saying, you're a shooter, shoot. Keep shooting, keep shooting, keep shooting. In this particular series with Anthony Edwards, if you're the Nuggets players, if you are the teammates of Murray, I don't know if I would encourage Jamal to keep shooting. He's going up against a different animal. Gabe Vincent is good defensively. You know, the Lakers really aren't that great, but it's not Anthony Edwards. Don't keep shooting. To your point, facilitate.
He's taking 17 shots a game, just three fewer than Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jokic is averaging 28 points on 20 shots a game. Jamal Murray is averaging 15.5 points a game on 17 shots. He's still volume shooting, but at a very bad percentage.
Right.
Shooting 38%. 33% from three. He knocked down a couple late in trash minutes last night.
The Nuggets learned their lesson, Bruce. After the first two games, don't make Murray your primary ball handler coming up the floor.
Right.
Then they started putting the ball in the hands of Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I said.
Or Jokic.
Right.
Yeah.
Something that actually I said, put it in Gordon's hands because it's basically going to be Gobert having to stretch out. Or if it's Jokic, Gobert's going to have to come out. I think they fixed that problem. But I don't know how you're going to get Murray open for shots because Edwards is that good defensively.
Well, Nikola Jokic has got to have a screening game like he had in game four. I don't know. These
three.
Games, whatever. I mean, they've got to be masterful screeners because they've got to get their shooters free. You got to get a little something or other from MPJ and Jamal. MPJ looks like a guy afraid to take a shot right now.
He has a long, great defender on him.
He does.
And early on in the game yesterday, MPJ was being more aggressive towards the hole, which is good. And oh, by the way, when you look at Aaron Gordon's 12 points, they were the wrong kind of 12 points.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them were threes. He is best served when he is close to the basket, cleaning things up, getting behind the defense, alley-oops.
You are 100% right, but the numbers don't support it in this series. He has 17 attempts from three-point range.
He's been great.
And it's hit 59%. He's been their best three-point shooter. Your point is correct.
Jaden McDaniels actually said that. He said, we need to start treating Gordon like an NBA player because we're just giving him threes. The playbook says give him that shot. Yes. He just happens to be hitting them.
Yeah, the scouting report indicates that. Believe me, Minnesota is the number one defensive team in the NBA for a reason. They're not just letting guys, go ahead and take the shot. The reason they are allowing guys to take that shot is because there's a history there that tells you you want him to take that shot.
Here's my analogy. The book on Tim Tebow as a quarterback was, he isn't accurate. Dick LeBeau, defensive coordinator for the Steelers. You have a guy who's not very accurate? That's fine. Ryan Clark can't play because of his sickle cell trait? We'll just put one safety back there. Tebow is not an accurate quarterback. Well, like Aaron Gordon hitting threes, Tim Tebow was pretty accurate on that pass to Demaryius Thomas.
One throw. One throw that probably, that's the one thing about, isn't that the one thing that we'll remember always about Tebow?
Yeah.
Hitting that one throw to DT in full stride.
Yep.
What a great moment.
I'll give you another area where I thought of Tim Tebow. In the Avs game, in game five, where Lekkonen scores with 1 second to go, that was a Tim Tebow period. Terrible for the first 19 minutes and 59 seconds. And with 1 second to go, he does something great. That was a Tim Tebow period for the Avalanche.
Well, there you go. I think that obviously Jokic will loom huge, huge on Sunday.
This is my concern. He comes out so aggressive. He starts picking up fouls. He's not getting his teammates involved.
He's smarter than that.
He is smarter than that.
I agree. That's the one guy that you trust to do things the way that need to be done. But it will be interesting to see who shows up and is there to help. AG will be there, I'm pretty sure.
By the way, what did you think of Jokic's comments that it was, quote, a great loss? Because that's what he said. It was a great loss. I'm hoping something got lost in translation between his native language and now his second language.
Yeah, maybe great to him means it was like this overwhelmingly incredible loss. I don't know.
I hope I'm not trying to look over the horizon line on this. And what do I mean by that? If they do not win on Sunday, Jokic has such a great, dry sense of humor. And it's funnier only if they win.
Sure.
But when they lose and he makes sarcastic comments that you would laugh at in a win, it just doesn't sound as funny in a loss. It sounds almost dismissive. And it sounds like a guy who doesn't care. And while we know he does, that's how it sounds. You don't want to be sarcastic and funny after losses. After wins, it's a riot and everybody's laughing. Just like when Mark Kisla said to Anthony Edwards at the end of his press conference, did you really say to a locker room attendant, we're going to be back for game 7? And he said, I told those MFers absolutely. So everybody was laughing, right?
Yeah.
What if Kisla asked that question after a Timberwolves loss?
Right.
And that was the same line from Anthony Edwards. Would it have gotten the same reaction, which was laughter? No. So Jokic is very sarcastic and very funny. And to be able to have that type of sense of humor as your second language just tells you how bright somebody is. Comedians are hilarious because they are so stinking bright. Think about the type of humor. It's like, who thinks of that? You have to have a real special kind of brain to think of things that comedians say. And for people who are sarcastic and pretty funny, like a Nikola Jokic, it is very funny, specifically in a second language. But it doesn't sound very funny after a loss. And he made a couple of those comments in the post-game press conference that kind of fell flat. because it was a loss.
Yeah. Well, I'm betting on Jokic.
No, I'm betting on Jokic too.
Yeah. But I hear where you're coming from. That very easily could be lost in the translation, and that could be interpreted.
Yeah, but great loss. Great loss. That doesn't. Yeah. I hope he didn't mean it that way. Now you can make the case. What does great loss mean? Yes, we are going to learn something from this. That's how you can interpret it.
Sure.
Is that what he meant? I don't know.
Who knows? But it. I mean, this is from the same guy that stood for the final quarter with his thoughts. It's my guess is that it's burning him pretty good right now. That would be my guess. This is a guy that has been much more aggressive with his teammates as a leader with a leadership style this season. I would be surprised if they weren't very razor focused on Sunday.
I think you could be as focused as you want to be on defense
and rebounding.
Right.
If you can control the effort part of this game, which is rebounding and defense,
right,
your chances to win increase exponentially.
The problem is when you are so laser focused and maybe too aggressive and too amped, you wind up hitting the back of the iron with every single shot.
Well, let's
there needs to be a sense of aggressiveness and urgency on the defensive end and rebounding. But when you are too amped up, it's like a baseball pitcher who is too amped up.
And you can't find the strike zone.
John Gray is a perfect example. Great fastball and everything is up in the zone because you're too amped up. And that's when you wind up missing jump shots and they keep clanking off the iron. Be aggressive going to the hole. That's where you want to be aggressive. You don't want to be aggressive trying to hit threes, because the more aggressive you are, I think the less you're going to hit them.
Well, generally, this is a pretty good shooting basketball team. Generally in this series, they've been a pretty good shooting basketball team. You got to be who you are, and there's got to be consistency with that. But let's not forget Minnesota's playing in a Game 7 on the road.
You know the last time they played in a Game 7? Or will have played in Game 7, exactly 20 years ago to the day against the Nuggets. And the Timberwolves had Kevin Garnett.
There you go. It's a
20-year anniversary Sunday.
It's a different creature. And I will say this. It's not a guarantee, but I would rather be the defending champion playing at home in a Game 7 than a Johnny-come-lately, but coming hard.
They're not.
And very talented.
But by the way, people keep referring to the Timberwolves as a young team.
They're not young.
They're not young at all.
But they're inexperienced in this element of competition.
They have some young players like Anthony Edwards.
Yes.
Gobert's far from young.
Oh, yeah.
Conley's far from young. Karl-Anthony Towns
isn't that young, for God's sakes.
Coming up after the break, tonight, Avalanche against the Stars. Cale Makar was asked about why the Avalanche won Game 5. He talked about attacking more, like they did in Game 5. Were they really attacking more, or is this just an attack-style offense that always attacks but aren't attacking in the right ways? That's next.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, smileysports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, there's an auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. There'll be an auction for trees, shrubs, tools, vintage lawn art, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Roller Auctions. Get what you want at the price you want. Go to rollerauction.com/MHS, and they'll send you notifications on their latest auctions.
Okay, so Kale McCarr was asked about why the team won Game 5. He said having a different mentality, an attack mentality, not trying to back down, trying to look for the perfect play. Does that totally make sense to you? I get the perfect play because sometimes they get too cute, but they are an attack-style team. It's not like they are passive.
Yeah, I guess it's where they're attacking from, I guess. I mean, maybe that has more to do with it than anything. I do think that there is a different, I would guess that there's a different mentality when you are in a win or go home kind of mode. I don't know how much that alters the way that you play, maybe the urgency with the way you play. That seems odd to me, but perhaps there's some deviation from normalcy when you're playing in a desperation mode. But whatever the case, it suited them well, staying in the game early and then asserting themselves in a third period where they were clearly the better team.
I'm not suggesting you don't want to have a home game for any game in the playoffs. And I think you said this a couple of days ago that I like the Avs' chances at home. Be careful what you wish
for. Yeah, you're right.
Because the Stars' road record is 4-1.
Yep.
And two of those wins were in the Avs' barn. By the way, Jake Ottinger, 11-4, after a playoff loss, his goals against average in 5 road games this year, 1.34. Save percentage over 95%. With that, how much of an advantage do you really give the Avs with their home ice, knowing they had the best home ice record in the regular season, yet the Stars are practically unbeatable when they are on the road?
Yeah, it's the immovable force against what's the saying? I mean,
the immovable object versus the immovable force.
There you go. So, I mean, which one wins out? Do the Avs assert themselves as a great home team, and are the things that made them a great home team in evidence tonight? or does Ottinger and the Stars carry the day with a defensive posture? Can they get out in front early in this game? Dallas has done it 5 straight games. I mean, the first time that the next time that the Avs lead in the first period of this series will be the first time.
Right.
I think that those are all important questions that we need answers to, because if Dallas is allowed, this is clear. This much is at least clear to me. If Dallas is able to dictate the pace and the way that this game is being played, they've already proven that they can impose their will.
Well, they felt after game 5 they got into a skating contest with the Avalanche.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to get into a skating contest with them. However, Dallas has some pretty good skaters.
Sure.
And they roll out 4 lines. And defensively, they're really tough. What Dallas needs to do is, again, keep the Avs on the perimeter. The goals that the Avs scored were all in close. When you look at block shots, the Stars have so many compared to the Avs, but they're not necessarily legitimate block shots. Guys are not laying out in front of pucks. It's just the Avs are shooting so deep, so close to their own blue line, it's going to hit a Stars player, and bang, it gets notched as a block shot. They are not flying in front of the puck and sacrificing their bodies. That's what you do when it's in close. Okay?
Yeah.
But the Avs haven't had a lot of chances in close. Tonight's theme for the Avalanche should be, this needs to be a no-handshake night. Because after a series is over, what do you do?
You line it up and shake the hand.
Got to be a no-handshake night. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed?
HBO has announced a new Hard Knocks show featuring the offseason of this team, and we'll dive into the other NHL playoff conference semifinal series. That's all coming up next on Morning Drive on Mile High Sports.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No way.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. They always have great auctions going on. You need to check them out at RollerAuction.com/MHS. We always talk about one specific type of auction pretty much throughout the week. It's a landscape auction where you can get, you know, trees and shrubs and all kinds of vintage lawn art and things like that. But really check out what they have overall over the course of the week, and chances are you're going to find something that you like. When you work with Roller Auctions, you don't have to go out there. You can do it online. You can set a price, and if you get it, awesome. But you don't even have to sit around your computer. It's really easy to do. RollerAuction.com. That's where you bid. RollerAuction.com/MHS. That's when you learn about upcoming auctions. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Greenfield's Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfield's has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. Two-for-one wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m. Just in case you missed it.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, Scottie Scheffler released a statement prior to teeing off here in round two. Scheffler said, "This morning I was proceeding as directed by police officers. It was a very chaotic situation, understandably so, considering the tragic accident that had occurred earlier, and there was a big misunderstanding of what I thought I was being asked to do. I never intended to disregard any of the instructions. I'm hopeful to put this to the side and focus on golf today. Of course, all of us involved in the tournament express our deepest sympathies to the family of the man who passed away in the earlier accident this morning. It truly puts everything in perspective." Your thoughts here on Scheffler's statement?
Can't do any better than that.
Yep. And it sounded like his own words.
No, cannot, yep. Cannot do any better than that.
Yep.
No.
And he is even so far through two holes. So,
gotcha.
Quick update there. All right, just in case you missed it, HBO has announced a new Hard Knocks show featuring the offseason of the New York Giants. This entirely new series is different. It's different from the current Hard Knocks series, which showcases teams during training camp and then the season. So this provides the audience with an unprecedented look at the NFL offseason for the first time. It'll premiere on July 2nd. What do you think about the Giants being featured in the first offseason Hard Knocks?
I'm not sure I'm thirsting to know about what's going on in the off season, but okay, all right, I guess.
Pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered, and the NFL, 16 games, 17 games, soon to be 18 games, maybe
right.
19 games. Yep. You know, it's a 365 day news cycle.
True
with
that.
The NFL.
True that.
But they're really starting to push it, aren't they?
Oh yeah. The NFL is better than any league that I know of, and I don't know about Premier League and La Liga, et cetera, across the pond, but remaining relevant and stealing headlines. Nobody does it like the NFL, because we're all thirsting for the release of the schedules. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But they make it a make it a deal, don't they?
Right.
They do. So good for them.
All right, just in case you missed it, last night in the NHL playoffs, the New York Rangers moved on to the Eastern Conference Finals with their 5-3 win over the Hurricanes. Chris Kreider scored a natural hat trick in that one, and then the Canucks got a late third period goal under a minute to go from JT Miller to beat the Oilers 3-2. Vancouver leads that series 3-2. So each series in the NHL Conference semifinals has been pretty exciting. What has caught your attention from some of these series?
Edmonton's inability to just get over the hump with the guys that they've got kind of, I'm not going to say never ceases to amaze me. And maybe they come back and win this thing and get to the Western Finals. I mean, anything's possible. But they're ability to continually underachieve is interesting to me. I guess. I mean, you've got the two of the five best offensive players in the world on your team. maybe Draisaitl's not a top five guy, but he's certainly a top 10, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
And this is where they... We get to this point every year with Edmonton. Oh, okay. Swing and a miss.
Well, hold on a second. Let me... Can we get some thinking music here? Okay. Edmonton, great radio, Oilers, salary cap.
Oh.
Let's see how heavy they are on top.
Okay.
And I'm guessing they're incredibly heavy.
Well, I would imagine, okay, considering who they've got.
And that's my point.
Sure.
McDavid, $12.5 million. Leon Draisaitl, $8.5 million. That's a lot of your cap right there.
That's a lot of hockey money.
Right. Now, it's not crazy high, because then you have Zach Hyman at 5.5, so you wonder why they really can't fill out. Now, by the way, that is for next season. That is for next season. Let's look at this season and how they are filling out their roster. I really should have gone to Spot Rack, and I'm like all over the place and trying to find this stuff. There we go. Spot Rack, and this is for, come on. Well, this is for next season. Let's see what we have for this season. What does their cap space look like? Oh, yeah, it's pretty heavy. So McDavid, 12.5. Darnell Nurse, 9.25. Draisaitl, 8.5. Ekholm, 6. That's pretty heavy on top. Kind of like the Avalanche are pretty heavy on top.
Yeah. The difference
is... But you got to pay those guys.
You got to pay them. Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean...
35% of your salary is socked up into three guys or the Edmonton Oilers. And for the Avalanche, I'm guessing it's close to being the same way.
Can you see a scenario where you have McDavid and Draisaitl and you never get to a Stanley Cup final?
By the way... The Avalanche.
I can.
By the way, the Avalanche, McKinnon, Rantanen, and Makar. Interesting. Guess what they are? 36% of the salary. Yeah. That's why it's hard to fill out those bottom lines.
Yeah.
The Avs have done a nice
job.
That's been the problem with the Edmonton Oilers as well.
Interesting.
Our last one here. The New York Jets landed a record number of primetime games over the first 3 months of the season. NFL acknowledged the appeal of four-time MVP Aaron Rodgers was too great to ignore. Mike North, the NFL's vice president of broadcast planning, said, "Yes, it's an awful lot of primetime games early in the season, but obviously I feel like the Jets kind of owe us one. Do you think 6 primetime games in the first 11 weeks could set the Jets up for failure?"
Was it Aaron Rodgers, or aren't people excited to see a Nathaniel Hackett offense? I mean, that's where I fall on this whole thing.
All right, that's going to do it for us, guys. Great shows all week. Outstanding job today. Hopefully, there'll be Game 7 on Sunday for the Avalanche.
Hopefully.
We know there is a Game 7 for the Nuggets.
Yeah.
That means Monday, at least for the Nuggets, will be a busy show. Maybe for the Avalanche as well.
You calling your shots at all?
I'll tell you after the games are over.
That a boy.
How about you?
I know. I love my vision in retrospect.
So you're not going to make a prediction on the Nuggets?
I think the Nuggets win at home, and I think that the Avs force a Game 7.
I'll tell you what I feel good about. Sunday's game is a win-win for me. I want to see the Nuggets win. That is my priority. I'd always rather sacrifice a little bit of money.
But you've got an 8-1 bet.
Yes, on the Wolves winning the Western Conference.
Which you did not bet against the Nuggets. You bet on the number for the
That's right. I mean, if it was 4-1, I wouldn't have made that bet.
8-1.
8-1 back in January, to me, was a pretty good bet.
Yes.
So it's a win-win for me, because the winner of this series, I think, advances to the NBA Finals.
Well, you know it's a good bet because you can win it in 48 minutes.
Yes, I can.
Yes, you can.
Make it the best possible weekend you can.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.